not as high profile as some of the other heavy hitters in the PC party these days. I guess a lot of behind the scenes sort of thing. But maybe you could just give the public a little bit of background on who is Matthew James.
Well, you're right. And there are a lot of people who are involved with the party, a lot of names that you wouldn't necessarily recognize, but there are names that I know very well because a lot of them have been involved for 20, 30, 40 or more years. I'm one of those people, so I've been involved with the party for quite a long time, mainly out of Corner Brook. I've been president of the District Association, and before that I was a long-time vice president, so I consider myself a party person. I'm not someone who is seeking to be in the media, but when I ran for vice president, I knew that that could happen, and that brings me to speaking to you today.
So how much of a blindside was it, though, that this happened so quickly, that you know, Mr. Crosby announced he was stepping down, and then Mr. Manning announced that he was resigning for the reasons that he stated. So how out of the blue was this for you?
Well, after elections tends to be the time when change occurs, and it's not the first time that we've been through it in our party. And it happens in most parties that after elections, it's time for folks to take stock of where they are and what their future goals are. We all have enormous respect for Chess Crosby. He led us through two elections. We had very good results in both. And while we didn't form government, we still did very well, as we did, you know, as we did this most recent election. We also have great respect for Eugene, and this speaks to the first question that you asked, is there's a lot of work that takes place that maybe isn't always seen, but Eugene Manning was an excellent president. I was glad to serve under him as his vice president. So for those of us who've been around, it wasn't surprising that there was change after an election. That is to be expected, and that also gives us great opportunity within the party as well.
Sure. Now, as you mentioned, a lot of change after any election, but how would you describe the state of the party right now, the PC Party of Newfoundland and Labrador? And would you call what you're about to go through a rebuild or more of a renovation?
Well, I don't know that I would call it either. It is true that the Premier did win the election. Premier Fury won the election. We don't contest that. He did win a majority, a very thin majority. He's two by-elections away from a minority. But we respect the results. But we have a very strong and mighty caucus of 13 folks. They're representing constituents. They're going to do very well in the House, we think. We think that they're going to shine over the next few years. They're going to do their job, and we're going to work right along with them. I spoke with our interim leader, David Brazel, just a few moments ago. He's much like myself. He's in an interim role. We both see that as a great opportunity to do some work that needs to be done. So we're not going to waste time. We're very comfortable with our interim leader. David Brazel is highly respected by all of us. He'll do a great job. And we're going to meet next week as an executive and talk about our next steps.
And so where do we go from here as far as the leadership goes? How soon do you see the party going into a leadership convention, virtual or otherwise?
We are going to have a real contest for the leadership, and it will be engaging. We'll engage our members with that. I can't speak to the timeline as of now. The executive has yet to meet since the election. We'll be doing that next week. We do have some steps that we are required to follow, and we'll do that. And as soon as we're in a position to tell you more, we will. So while I'd love to give you the answers don't yet exist, but we'll be communicating directly as soon as we have that information to share.
Finally, just I'd be remiss, but we know Mr. Manning has hinted that he may have an interest, certainly, in the leadership. Have you had any other people kicking the tires, as they say, or showing interest to this point?
I mean, we always hear rumblings of names, and if you've been around the party for a long time or any party, you're constantly hearing rumblings. So I've heard some pretty exciting rumblings of people who are interested. But
can you translate rumblings into numbers?
No, I wish I could. And I mean, it's one thing to talk about it and to speculate, but it's quite another thing to put your name forward. So as of right now, nobody has officially put their name forward.
And in the meantime, there's no actual firm deadline for leadership interest, is there?
Not at this time, no. Again, okay. I need to meet with my colleagues on the executive. We have some things to talk about. And once we've had those discussions, be happy to fill you in right away.